Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
TC Trailer salutes the movers and haulers, the ones who always deliver when you need them most. TC Trailers knows they deserve a trailer that's as reliable as they are. The right trailer with the right stuff, including over 300 options, an enormous parts department, an in-house repair shop, and incredible customer service. They deserve TC Trailers. Stop in to see Sir Frankfort at State Roads 28 and 29 or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
These days, we all want our money to go just a little bit further. We also want to support local businesses. When you visit the Big Deals online store, you can do both. Shop anytime. The store is always open and loaded with great deals. Buy discounted gift certificates to local businesses and spend them just like cash. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
I love that guilt. Oh, man. When I was in trouble, it was almost worse when my dad would guilt me rather than just spank me when I was a kid or stand me in the corner. Just the guilt.
Somehow standing you in the corner, I think, would be funny. But anyway.
Well, you know me. It was hard for me to stand there. I was so fidgety. And you know. And then the thing we had to do is we had this chair in the bedroom. And so when we got in trouble, we had to sit in the chair. And then when we could go back to my parents and say what we did, why it was wrong.
Right.
Why we're sorry and why we won't do it again, then we could, but we had to go face them. And boy, sometimes it was, you'd sit there for a very short time, and sometimes you'd sit there for a long time.
So, it depend on your pride,
it depended on your pride and your guilt level, and my brother was, I would say he was the better behaved child, as you can imagine. By the way, he was he's smarter than I am. He was better behaved, but I always say I am a lot more fun. You give and take.
That's right. It's a trade-off, right?
I
had three older brothers. I watched them get in trouble all the time, so I wasn't stupid.
Well, I didn't do the same things that he did. So there were some things I was like, ooh, mental note.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Like when he accidentally tried to burn the house down. That was bad. And
Don't do that.
Right. No. So you keep those things
that
in mind.
That probably took a little more than sitting in the corner.
Yeah, that did. I remember that vividly. Yeah. Yes.
We already know the 18-month-old gets put on a chair now. I've got a picture of her in my office sitting in timeout.
Party Line presented by our friends at Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com. Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, LLC, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters. And hopefully the weather doesn't get too bad. I mean, spring is coming, so you might want to have their phone number just on hand in case something crazy would happen. Simplify Family Dental, the Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center.
Our guest today is Dr. Matt Rota, superintendent for the Community Schools of Frankfort. And thank you again for coming in. We enjoy having you.
It's always a pleasure to come and visit both of you guys here. So thank you for the invitation. So I'll come as often as you'd like.
Oh, we have a blast. So you've been finishing up a lot of the remodeling projects and everything. How is all of that going? I mean, I know weather, especially for any of the exterior things, plays a part in that. But you've been getting a lot of projects done.
Well, we're just very happy with our construction manager, Tecton. They've done a great job with the middle school project. That's the big kind of keystone project that's going on, and they fortunately have good relationships with all of the subcontractors that come in and work. And we've been, knock on wood, on time. We're less than a year out from completing that project. It should be done in December of 2026. They just recently finished where the old wrestling room is. They put three classrooms in there. The wrestling room is still there, but created a hallway from the second floor over to that before you had to go either up an elevator or some back stairs to be able to get to the wrestling room at the middle school. And now you can go up the elevator, you can go up the easy to get to stairs and walk over a bridge to the, you don't know you're on a bridge, it looks like just a short little hallway to that new area. Just beautiful, beautiful rooms. They've done a nice job. Our architect, KJG, out of Lafayette, did a great job with the design. We've had Fanning Howie that did a lot of the electrical, HVAC, that type of design. So we've been really happy with that project. So that area that they're finishing up, removing walls and painting the second floor classroom. So there's been an adjustment for the teachers who are up there. So in a construction project, we've really been blessed that we've been able to limit the moves during a school year, but we've had to do that this year. It was unavoidable. And then coming up this summer, if you know the big kind of diamond-shaped sun roof that we have at the top, that's going to all come out this summer. So that will be a piece that will really kind of pop from the outside. When that's sticking up now, you can just see the old 1989 architecture there. Well, that'll come out this summer. So, and then we'll get all new flooring throughout the whole downstairs part of the building that will all tie into the cafeteria, which is done, and the office area. So that will just kind of tie everything together as they do that flooring project this summer. So, and then they'll do some updates to the library. We also have a Suncrest chiller project going on right now where we're putting a new HVAC in to Suncrest. Of course, Suncrest 1996 was when that building was built. So it's we need to, there's nothing fancy about putting a new HVAC in it, but you certainly do know when you have staff and students who are sweating hot when it's not working well. So we've got that going, that project going on right now too. This summer we'll also be painting both of our middle school gyms, so the walls and the ceilings will get painted. Blue Ridge will be getting Blue Ridge and Green Meadows will get all of the flat roof part of their roofs replaced. Last summer it was all the shingled part. This summer it will be the flat roof that we're hitting at Blue Ridge. So now those 2008 roofs will be brand new, starting at the end of the summer. So the shingle was last summer, and then the flat roof part will be this summer. So those are some of the big ones that we're both undertaking now and will be happening this summer. And we can get into a little bit later what our big bond project that we're going to be going after here next month will do. I don't know if you want me to talk about that now.
That's up to you. It's your mic. You talk about what you want to talk about.
Last night I asked the board to approve a notice of public hearing. So when you have bonds and sell bonds, you've got to have two preliminary determination hearings so that everyone in the public gets to hear what the projects will be. And so we're going after a little over a $16 million bond.
And that bond is because we have paid off other debt. So now we're keeping tax rate, nothing, you know, taxpayers are not going to see any difference here with this. It'll be tax neutral bond. And what we'll do with that is we will be taking that a bond and using that. We've used a lot of our bond money on doing fixes to buildings, but we have not touched any of our athletic facilities. So that bond will go towards improving our swimming pool, as well as synthetic turf football, baseball, and softball fields, and then updating the structures that are around there. So we've invested money into our buildings, and we're doing that. But it has been a long time since we've touched athletic facilities. Probably the softball and soccer areas have been the most recent, but that softball will get a turf softball field, as well as baseball and football. And we're shooting to have the football field done by the fall of 2027. So that football season in 2027 will be on a synthetic field. And I know people say, you know, you don't have winning programs. Why are you? Well, you've got to invest in the structures and in the background. Coach, our athletic director Irwin and the coaches are investing in our kids. They just came from a captain's table this morning. That's a new thing that the athletic director there, Jeff Irwin, started. And it has team people who are leaders on each of the teams, and they're investing in those leaders. That what does it take to be a successful athlete? And then how can your influence others on the team? So we're investing in our kids, but we want to be able to give them top-notch facilities, just like any other school district would want to have for them. So we're excited about that, but it'll be on our website today, that notice, and then we'll have it in the Frankfurt Times coming up next week, and then we'll have two hearings in March. March 10th will be a special board meeting, and then March 17th we'll do it as part of our regular board meeting, and we hope that everything goes well. We'll be able to sell those bonds in the early fall and get started on all of the projects.
You had a board meeting last night as well.
We did.
Talk about that a little bit, and I started to watch it, and then I got sidetracked, and so talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think three things that come from that, and I just talked about to the kids this morning about when we have, you know, either barriers or failures, that it's all how we respond to those. So I feel like last night there were two leadership failures on my part. And then another one, it's just trying to make sure I'm getting things communicated. I'll explain. So first we had Crash Club. Our Crash Club kids came as our superintendent update. We always try to have a school come and highlight what they're doing in their school. A lot of times Blue Ridge, Green Meadows, they have kids come in and sing. So does Suncrest. Last night Crash Club came, and Crash Club is a volunteer organization, but it's also an outlet for kids to come and voice their kind of what their hot topics are and talk through those as teenage kids. And so Gina Johnson is the sponsor for that, as well as Esmeralda Cruz. And both of them just do a wonderful job of supporting kids. They said they have 200 members of Crash Club. So that's quite a lot of kids who are part of that. We had three or four kids come last night just to be they were the leaders of the Crash Club and came and spoke. And we just have great kids at Frankfurt High School. And so it was great to see the leadership of those kids last night coming to talk about their club. The club is similar to what a National Honor Society does. National Honor Society, it's all about your service to the community, and you got to have good grades to be in it. Same thing with Crash Club. These kids are great kids. They do well in school. They want to make Frankfurt High School a great place to learn, but they want to make this community a great place, and so they do a lot of service projects in the community too. So that was one of the highlights of the evening. We had a good contingency of a teacher group come because there are concerns about reductions in staff. And as you know, I've been talking about this since the beginning of the year, that because of our decline in enrollment and our funding, all of our new money funding had to go towards paying for curricular materials. So we had no new money to pay teachers. And as you know, if you've got a savings account, those are one-time dollars. Once you draw those out, you don't get any more. And so what we've shared with our teachers is that we're trying this year just to kind of do a stipend, which isn't great. You don't want to do that because it's hard to compete with our county schools and other schools just doing that. But if we do more than that, then we have to reduce staff. And we ended up having to do more than that as far as putting money on base salaries for teachers, which we want to do. I don't think that can be misunderstood. It's heartbreaking that we don't have the new money to pay our teachers. Deserve way more than they're getting. But we've got to have the money to do that, and we've got to have the new money, which means it's ongoing every year. And so because we put money on base salaries, we've got to reduce quite a lot of teachers.
Yeah, I think what I witnessed last, I was watching that part of it last night, and I think what I understood was that the teachers are saying, hey, you need us, let's look at other places to maybe cut staff. And that is a super fine line to walk. We do need our teachers, but we also need other staff as well.
Yeah, and I think what we did is we looked at, I think they were asking last night to cut central office staff. So I kind of look down everyone in central office and think, okay, they're serving everybody in the district. Which two do you want me to cut? Do you want me to cut my assistant superintendents? Cut my finance guy? Do you want me to cut our director of achievement? Do you want us to correct our director of multilingual learners? I mean, who do you want me to cut? Some of them are not even paid out of education fund dollars. We've got a Title I director. She's paid out of Title I. So that doesn't – we've got a special ed director paid out of special ed. So it's a tough one. So we looked at our teaching staff and our numbers. And so all we're trying to do is bring our number of staff in parity with the student enrollment. And so we hire more staff when we have more kids, and we have to reduce staff when we have less kids. It's, you know, easy concept. So we have not each year, I've been here 5 years, we've lost 200 kids in 5 years, and we haven't done we've had positions that we haven't been able to replace, but we haven't gotten rid of those positions. But we're in a spot where we've got to have parity with the number of kids we have and the people in front of them teaching. We've got some content areas that don't have a lot of kids in them. And so it's hard to justify paying for a full-time teacher when there are not a lot of kids. But we got a lot of those teachers there last night, they're top-notch quality teachers. So I get what they're saying too. So
yeah,
I mean,
you're in a hard spot.
They are not wrong. But we're also in a spot where when we needed to put money on base salaries, we have to reduce. We also don't get money for preschool teachers. So we've got to start, and we use Medicaid dollars to pay for that up until this year. Now we don't have that. We do have to offer, the state doesn't give us money for that. We do have to offer special ed preschool, and there's no dollars for that. We don't get anything. So we have to pay for two full-time teachers, and we've got to have a pair in there because a lot of kids in there that need extra help because they're of their disabilities. So we don't get money for that. Neither does any school get money for that. So, but we're in a situation where we don't have new money. It's tough. It's a tough spot. So we're reducing staff. Yes, they ask for central office staff to be cut, and that's not where we're looking right now. And as the leader, I take the hit on that. I understand that, but I don't feel like that's where we need to cut it right now. Will we have to look at that in the future? Possibly. So that was it. And then we went with the Latin honor system. We were looking at, right now, we've got a valedictorian, salutatorian. The Latin honor system kind of changes that focus to putting more kids in the pot who we recognize for rigorous classes, dual credit, AP. And there's a cum laude, magna cum laude, summa cum laude. It's similar to what colleges use. And there are a number of schools across the state of Indiana that use this too. All we're trying to do is promote excellence and be able to recognize more kids, especially when we have our graduation ceremony. And that doesn't take away, and we still rank kids, so we know where our number one kid is all the way down. But But that Latin honor system, that was kind of a failure on my part. I usually try to get a lot of stuff to the board so they see it, so that when it comes on the agenda, that I know where we're going with that. And last night I didn't get enough to them, and we had to table it. And so I look at that as a failure on my end of not getting enough to them. I know they didn't look at it that way. They just looked at it that this is a way they're trying to discern something, and they need a little bit more time. And I appreciate their discernment and not kind of going forward with that at this time. We'll have it back on our March agenda, and we'll see where we go with that.
Dr. Matt Rhoda is the superintendent for the Community Schools of Frankfort and also our guest on Party Line today.
Well, you brought up, you talked about the loss of students, and of course, looking at class sizes, and I agree, it makes no sense. If you got a class that's only got, eight kids in it, you can't justify offering that class. The one thing with our county schools, everybody talks, everybody works together, which is fantastic. Do you see in the future maybe that is something that some of those classes, maybe the other schools are having the same problem? That particular class, they've only got, six or eight kids in. You've only got it. You already do a few things together where one school specializes and has that class, and the kids go there to get that class. Do you see that happening more and more?
I think that's
as we go into especially with the constraints on budgets.
Yeah, I think that's a good question, Melissa. We just had a meeting with all of the Georgia Everett, our director, CTE director, had a meeting with all of the principals at each of the county schools, superintendents, and counselors, and we talked about that. Those courses that at each of our buildings that we offer that may have low enrollment at one, or at all of them, how can we combine resources so that we have one teacher teaching that instead of trying to do it at three schools? Let's just do it at one, send those kids to that school so that, and then we all pitch in to pay for that teacher. So that's happening with us at our county schools. We've been doing that a little bit. We've been very intentional lately to do that. We've got that with our biotech's a great example. We can't continue with that biotech class with four kids in it. I mean, there's four kids, and they're Frankfort High School kids. So we're really trying to promote that. That's for, all of our county schools. We have Lily coming in down the road, but we can't justify keeping a biotech class if we've got four kids in it. So we've got to have at least 12 in order to be able to pay for the teacher. So we really promoted that. The Learn Academy, that's grown. So that started off this year with very few, and then it's grown. So that, but we've been, Georgia's been promoting that and working with superintendents and principals and counselors to be able to promote those programs. So we've had that with the education pathways. We've got have some small sections. So how can we send kids to one place once they get to a certain level, junior, senior year, and do their junior and senior year in those classes instead of having multiple teachers, just have one? So we're doing it there. As far as the elementaries and the middle school, we're not. I think that's hard to be feasible with that
sure.
Busing and everything, but we certainly are doing that with our, since we've got this very strong Wildcat Creek Career Co-op.
Talk about the Learn Academy for people who don't know what that is. Go in a little more explanation of what that is.
The Learn Academy will get a student a certification in the electrical part of the industrial electrical certification. So what that does is that kids go out, they have their classes, and they go out every Thursday. They'll go to NHK, they've gone to Frito-Lay, they go to Covestro, and I'm leaving one off, and I feel really bad for that. There's four of them. So one grading period, they'll go to one of those places every Thursday, and they get on-the-job training from our local industry on the electrical part of industrial maintenance. So if kids want to go into some type of industrial maintenance, and the focus on this is the electrical, but they certainly get to explore other areas, production and human resources, so they get to see all that when they're out at all, our local partners. So we're very fortunate to have and Purdue kind of and Ivy Tech joined in that to help bridge that school to industry, because I think the big concern with industry is the liability for kids coming, 16-year-olds to come into their factories. So because of Purdue, NMAC, and Ivy Tech, they've bridged that. And then we've got Josie, who she goes out and she finds those businesses to connect her kids with. But that Learn Academy is an industrial maintenance with a focus on the electrical, and our kids will get that certification when they're finished with that. Now, it's got a pretty good mix of kids from each of our county schools who will be part of that next year. And this year, it was mainly just Frankfort. So, and I think next year, they're very little Frankfort, and most of them are county schools. But that's what it's all about, getting kids interested in that.
You're on your, third year of the virtual schooling?
Yes, right.
So, and that's continued to pick up and grow once you started it. Is that something, I know some of the other schools have talked about trying to start that, but to me, if you guys have already got it going, do you look at that as maybe being able to offer that to the other schools as part of that, picking up some of those classes?
I think we started it because we were losing high school kids to virtual.
Yeah.
So we started it that way. And any kid, regardless of where they live, can be part of that. And I think other schools are doing that too, knowing that they want to be able to retain their own, but, you know, of course, welcome from anywhere else, because that's new ADM dollars that come in. What we found is that we're not getting a lot of kids from outside Frankfort joining that, and we would welcome that. But we are getting kids who, just being in the classroom during the day, whether they've got to work and need that flexibility, or if they've got to have a baby, we've had some of those situations where either work or their life situations cause them to, they need to be able to do that during the day. And, you know, our director, Kristen Horrell, she'll have kids emailing her at 1-2 o'clock in the morning, because that's when they're doing their work, you know, bless their hearts at that time, but they're focused on it. So we do open it up to anyone, but I think all the other schools who are getting it have that same idea, that they want to get their own and they want to recruit. There are some school districts who have kind of turned it over to an agency, but then, I mean, they're getting maybe 5-10% of those dollars coming in for kids, and the rest of it goes to those companies. So, you know, our point of it is not to lose any more dollars and to be able to retain kids. And if we can retain kids, we look at it as a system support for kids, so that the system of coming to school and being in person every day doesn't work for them. That's another system that they can use to be successful. And so that is our philosophy behind our virtual academy. We keep it under 100 kids, because once you go over 100, then you are looking at kind of creating your own school for that.
Is the virtual academy elementary through graduation, or is that just high school students only?
Just high school only.
Okay.
Yep, just high school. We don't, we're not in the position to scale it across there. And I think, you know, the high school kids can work asynchronously and be successful with elementary kids. And that's why we don't do virtual learning, you know, when there's snow days. Elementary kids, you got to have parents home, you know, or somebody home to check on them, to help them out with that. And that we don't, you know, that's not somewhere we want to go with that. We're really doing it to kind of save our high school kids and provide another system for them to be successful to graduate.
I just think how much schooling has changed since I was in school. You know, I mean,
right.
There was nothing like that when we were in school.
Right.
You went to school. It's just so different.
Well, the pandemic changed all that. So, and I think,
well, and it started really before that, because there was one degree when I went to school. You got your diploma or you didn't, you know, and then we went to, there were two or three, you know, different degrees.
Yes.
And even in high school, and then Core 40 and, you know, whatever, tech degrees or whatever.
Well,
and now there's.
Yeah. And we had AP classes. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have dual credits. We didn't have that opportunity.
And that is an opportunity, boy. For
that
those,
is huge.
For kids going on to college, some of those are.
Well, we are the only school district in the county that offer that early college. ICC taught by licensed teachers. And that dual credit opportunity, I mean, just 5 years ago, we didn't have what we have now. And so that has definitely, and the shift has gone from AP to dual credit. And I think the state has seen that, and the different graduation pathways reflect that, but you still have to kind of show a pretty rigorous coursework and tie with a partner with a Ivy Tech or a Purdue in order to be able to give those dual credits. But yep, the dual credit has increased. But the virtual part of it, that, you know, that was, we weren't worried about losing kids to virtual education prior to that. And I think that's so true now. We've, you know, we lose that. That's where we're losing our kids, and we lose them middle school, high school, in not droves, but so far this year, between the fall, 120 kids, and just now here in February, we've lost 150 kids since last year. That multiplied times about $7,600 per kid, and that's why we're not able to pay teachers what, and that's why we're looking at where we are. So we've lost 150 kids. So we've got to be able to have facilities and programs that people want to come to Frankfort and stay in Frankfort. And that's tough to do when there's little money, but I'm all about being able to overcome obstacles with very little.
Yeah, the continuation of restructuring programming.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
Dr. Matt Rhoda is the superintendent of the Community Schools of Frankfort. We're just about out of time, but I do want to give you an opportunity. Is there anything else you would like to touch on today or bring to the front here for folks to ponder or consider?
I think I appreciate Clinton County Daily News whenever we how supportive you are of our schools. Anytime I send something to the other Melissa, she puts it on there. Last week I kind of felt bad. I had all of them in a row. I had the our kids at Green Meadows. They won the state championship science fair. Our high school band orchestra combination had 134 gold medals and are sending something like 34 kids in band and orchestra to the state competition. And our middle school had equally about this, you know, the same success with about 30 golds. So we're just really
don't
excited
feel bad about
that.
Sending that stuff. Here's the thing. Those of us want to see our kids doing well.
Right.
So
right.
I appreciate seeing it. Please don't ever hesitate or think that, no. I love to see them.
Well, I just.
And I love when pictures. I want to see the kids.
Want to
so
see them.
If you get a chance to get a photo, I'm all about that as well. So, no, please don't ever feel like that. We, again, you know, there are so many kids that are doing so well. Let's, you know, try and keep them on the right path and give them a little kudos.
Yeah.
I mean,
thank
it's
you.
Good for them to see, hey, look, we made Clinton County Daily News.
That's right.
Or a parent will say, hey, I saw you on Clinton County Daily News. That can only make them feel good. So keep that up.
Thank you for doing that. Appreciate it.
And that's the same thing with having you come in and your willingness to come in and talk about everything, good, bad, ugly, you know, whatever.
Yep.
It puts a perspective on everything for not only us, but for our listeners to understand how the schools work, what they have to deal with, because, you know, everybody worries about their taxes, and it's like, excuse me, but you're helping with the future of our, you know, our public, our general public, the people, the leaders that we're going to have down the road. And granted, I don't have kids in school, but I have no problem with supporting the schools, because I know those kids down the road, they're going to be the ones hopefully supporting me these days, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. No.
But I
agree.
The fact that you're here and you're willing to break it all down for us and make it easy for us to understand.
Sure.
And see you know what we can do to help.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's a big help promoting our kids and putting that on there when we have some successes that we want to share. So we sure appreciate it.
All right, Dr. Matt Rhoda, Community Schools of Frankfort Superintendent. Thank you so much. We'll see you very soon, I'm
okay.
sure.
All right. Look forward to it.
All right. Thank you for joining us for Party Line here on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.